Can you remember when you first heard that there was a problem with PDME?
Yes, and I believe it was complicated. The main events, when did the first leak occur? On Wednesday? My assistant and I shared an office at the time, and she was on the phone talking with, I believe it was her mother. And her mother asked her whether we had heard anything, and we said no, we hadn't. Her mother said there was an announcement on the radio. We called the commissioners, they called civil defense, and found out at that time that even our civil defense people had not been notified. So I basically heard it from, then we turned the radio on after that. Mm-hmm. So I heard it via phone conversation.
So right away then, you sought more information.
Yes, turned the radio on and got WHP, to provide us with more information. And I also at the same time talked to Commissioner Myers about calling Neil at the college, Professor Wolf, mm-hmm. to find out what he thought and mm-hmm. To kind of keep us posted.
How did you feel about it at that point? Were you worried or concerned about it?
No, I was concerned, very concerned about it. And my general reaction at a time like that in order to keep calm is to seek more information and feel that as long as I do have the information, that I feel more in control of the situation. So, and I also felt as personnel director that we became immediately concerned with problems with our nursing home and other kinds of things, and concerned with getting people back and forth, staffing, mm-hmm. who would leave town and general things like that, how we could set up emergency personnel pools if we needed to.
Mm-hmm. And this was the general direction your work took then over the next...
Yeah, it started to, and then I started getting directly involved in the operation itself because I was local. And throughout Thursday, we just generally sought more and more information. Mm-hmm. I was not directly involved with the operation downstairs. Friday, about the same level of operation, just getting more and more information and a little bit of work with the county home administrator and the work they were doing with the health coordinators to get things set up. And then I worked here Friday night and then through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, I was more directly involved with the emergency operation itself. And
excuse me, Kelly.
So we're talking about, actually, the direct question would be, were your routines different?
Oh, definitely.
Talk about that.
Definitely.
Okay.
The priorities in the office at that point... we had full staff through Friday, and my assistant left town. And then over the weekend, I did call back in one of my high school interns mm-hmm. to work, and she became part of this stenography pool that kind of headquartered out of the commissioner's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I did whatever John Burgess wanted me to do or whatever else seemed to be necessary. I worked with Mrs. Whitaker and some of the work on public relations, and I just generally made myself
whatever it was called for.
Mm-hmm.
You said initially that you were concerned because it was general concern. Did that change over time? Did you concern in any way or
my concern did more not in a personal sense. I was not, probably not having children and not being that close. I was not concerned for my own personal safety.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned for, in terms of a meltdown, in terms of the river, in terms of the Chesapeake, in terms of just general, the disaster that was there, and also very concerned that in a philosophical sense, that we could have something like nuclear power plants without the safeguards. I was also extremely upset to find that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission only required disaster plans 4 or 5 mile radius
mm-hmm.
instead of, and when I got to working very much more closely with the emergency preparedness people, I feel that if most of the residents at the time had really realized that there was no plan, that what was going on here was developing a plan and that there had been nothing before, they probably would have been a lot more panicked than they were.
Mm-hmm.
That concerned me greatly, that there mm-hmm. was just shoddiness in terms of what should have been done.
You think it should have been the prior planning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And at that, then you begin to wonder about all the other kinds of possibilities for other kinds of accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was of concern. I was concerned about people around me who have children and people who were pregnant and, you know, what was going to happen to them. And, of course, you know, whether they could get the thing shut down.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they were in control of the situation with you?
No, I had not initially at all.
Mm-hmm. What made you uneasy?
Contradictions in information that was given out. The fact that our civil defense people had not even been notified that this had taken place prior to hearing it over the radio. That they had no control over information themselves. If they had no control over the information, it's doubtful that they had control over exactly what was going on.
I'm going to refine the question a little bit. How do you feel about the way Metropolitan Edison handled this?
Very poorly. I think that they were looking out for the best interest of Metropolitan Edison and not looking out for the best interest of the public, and mm-hmm. that at the first initial problem, they should have contacted the people or the emergency people who were involved. And I feel that they were more interested in covering up than to alert the public to the fact that there could be an imminent disaster.
Mm-hmm. What about the state government?
I was a little bit confused and surprised. I did not feel that whomever it should have been, whether it was the Energy Council or whatever agency of the state government, they did not appear to play a particularly active role.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find any information from them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was coming from the NRC, and I don't know that they had a negative role, but I don't feel that they provided anything of substance. We were told, as a matter of fact, that we were on our own as a county.
Mm-hmm.
And working with civil defense and emergency preparedness, and that we were on our own.
Mm-hmm. What about NRC? How do you feel about their role?
I feel that their role ultimately when they sent representative in was a very good one, and I think a very honest one. I think one of the problems was that there probably was not close enough regulation by the NRC over the local licensing, the licensees.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, I think that they probably were not terribly responsible. Responsive or whatever I want to say. They should have tighter controls, and I'm sure now they will have tighter controls, but they were late in coming in, and I think there was some confusion there in their own administration and probably some politics involved.
Mm-hmm. What about the national apart from NRC?
You know, I don't have any real strong sense at the time of their playing, until Carter came in, of their playing much of a part either. And I think probably that's because my contacts over that long week were with the regional civil defense people and the state representatives, and it was on a very different level. And that's, aside from always listening to Denton's news conferences whenever they were on, that was my basic contact. So I did not see national television much during that time. I listened to WHP, Harold Denton, and then the general local operation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my basic source of information. So I don't have a strong sense of state government or federal government's role.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you're not being in touch with national television and so forth, but you were going on the radio.
Right.
What's your judgment about the role of media played in all of this, to the degree that you were in touch with?
I felt that WHP did an admirable job. Mm-hmm. I found that the information that they carried, and as a matter of fact, Hal German was doing it, was doing the summations, was very responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And very informative.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody in all of these sources of information and so forth that you found more trustworthy than others?
Well, Denton, of course, the NRC. And then Neil was here, so Professor Wolf, I always he always came up and listened, so his commentary on what was being said was very, very informative. Mm-hmm. And I just found HP and Hal German and Denton the ones that I listened to the most.
Mm-hmm.
Found other people did too.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody in particular you mistrusted?
In the media?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, just available sources of information.
Metropolitan Edison, but other than that, no.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've talked about why you didn't find them terribly reliable. You said you felt that they weren't particularly in control at that point. Do you think they are now?
Metropolitan Edison. Mm-hmm. Or the NRC, Metropolitan
Edison. The people that are overseeing the plant.
At Three Mile Island in particular, or just in general? No. That's probably because I just, as a result of all of it, distrust the control that anybody has over nuclear power at the moment. I think
mm-hmm.
there are too many unanswered questions that the NRC, that the scientists, that the chemists, that other people just simply do not have. And that until we do have that kind of information, that we shouldn't be operating.
Okay. You've talked about your changing your work intentions. Did any other of your routines change?
Yeah, at home, because basically I would, my husband fending for himself because I was back and forth and wasn't sure what my hours were. And I became, except for going home to sleep, I spent most of my time here.
Mm-hmm. Did you make any plans that you wouldn't have worn your own need?
No, I didn't make any plans except to be at work.
Okay. Did you ever think about leaving?
No. Uh-uh. Oh, we kidded around because my brothers in Indianapolis said if we were going to go anywhere, we'd head west. No, we were being, as a host area, it was very important that people remain here.
Mm-hmm. So you were feeling some set of responsibilities to the community?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was the community as well as I think probably the county as an entity, and a responsibility to be around to help out at the county home, where I knew if we had to be a host area that we were going to have personnel problems, because we also started losing a lot of our personnel, and just trying to, in general, be available to help out, because
mm-hmm.
I did not fear for myself or my husband or anything
else. So
you
at no time feared for your own personal safety?
No.
Or the safety of your family?
Mm-hmm.
And
And there was no reason for me to evacuate. If I'd had children, I probably would have, because I would have feared for them.
Mm-hmm. You say that you were having personal problems. Can you talk about that?
Well, potential ones. Just
okay.
that... if there were a number of staff people who decided to leave, then
right.
we would have to call in volunteers and other people to help staff to take care of the residents. And in addition to just our own residents, there would have been the contingency plans where that we would take in people from other county homes that were close to Three Mile Island. And then, of course, it would be a matter of making sure that we did have adequate personnel to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Did the personnel leave? Were there evacuees in the personnel?
Or people who, as in my office and in the courthouse, a number of individuals who went to visit, left the area
mm-hmm.
because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a number leave the county home. It did not get to be critical, and of course we didn't have to house anybody. So.
But there were people who did evacuate who were working at
mm-hmm.
this place.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have mental pictures of what was happening over there? It's going into a much more subjective area.
Okay, yeah, well, as usual, I can't operate in a vacuum. So one of the things I did was get out the issue of National Geographic, which happened to come at the same time, and get the anatomy of the the nuclear power plant, and asked Neil too to explain to me so that I did want a mental picture. I did have a good picture of where the bubble was and exactly where the liquid was going and what the problems were.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever imagine the worst happening over there?
Unfortunately, yeah, Friday night we had planned to go see China Syndrome, which we didn't. So I probably, having seen it later, I probably would have had a better idea at the time. I think it was one of the Philadelphia papers. It was the Inquirer that I read during that time, and indicated, showed the map of New York, and that if a meltdown did occur, the uninhabitable area that would have been created. So, yeah, I did get an idea and think through to what would happen ultimately.
Did you have some ideas about how radiation would affect life?
Oh, yes.
Could you talk about those?
I remember going back to the Cold War period and ban the bomb movements, mm-hmm. and I had images then of...
You connected with that?
Oh, yeah, and on the beach and connected with the total desolation and the kind of quiet dead that occurs before a storm, and just the kind of subjective feelings that I have on what would happen after a nuclear holocaust or after a bomb would go off. That's the kind of the general feelings I had about it. But then also the more silent kind, which is the hidden problems that are going on now, you know, over there. Then we get the feeling that the milk that we drank during the time was probably all right because the cows were eating stored grain, but that at what point is the grain that was growing over there at the time ingested by the cows, are we going to get radiation in milk? And whether or not somebody's going to really be honest enough to tell us when that happens. I think
so
they
you had concern about the food and milk from here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you still watching that?
No. As a matter of fact, I guess what happens is you go back into, you know, forgetting that it occurred, and again, since that the only product would be milk and the local... I don't know. I guess I don't concern myself with whether I'm buying milk that comes from Pennsylvania or New York or someplace else, and probably should be.
Do you think anything that actually happened at PMI might have affected your health?
It might. Still could. You know, in terms of cancer. We don't know enough. I understand that the samples that the health people had are so small that we don't know, at this point, low levels of radiation and build up over a period of time. I know myself, I've had a lot of x-rays, and I'm sure that I have more than the average, so that it would be very difficult to tell whether it came from radiation or whether it came from x-rays or a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... I don't think there's any immediate danger, but mm-hmm. I'm sure that there will be many, many more cases of cancer and problems in the future.
Do you think it affected our communities in any other ways?
Well, I think that it depends on how quickly people are going to want to forget what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There will be numbers of people probably who will not move here, who might have otherwise, at least for the immediate future.
Mm-hmm.
Tourism, well, of course, that's going to be very difficult to tell because of the gasoline problem. We have the gasoline problem coupled with TMI at the time when people supposedly were traveling, so that's going to be difficult to tell. Here, I don't think the community was affected. I think a number of good things came out of it, and that was the closer working relationship with levels of government, the private sector and the public sector. And I think that was probably something very positive. I think it's beginning to show itself now, and we've got to set up for dealing with the potential problem due to gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
We probably will be better able to cope with the current emergency because of the plans and the things that were done
during
Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to that subjective side again. Did you at any point think of your own death?
No.
Mm-mm. So you were fairly reassured that you would survive.
Mm-hmm.
What reassured you?
Fundamental belief that when we can send a man to the moon, and that we can do the other kinds of things, that somebody would bring it under control. just a basic faith in our ability to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm. Did you think about God during the incident at all?
No.
Did you have, actually I'm coming at the question you've already addressed in one way from another angle. Did you feel an ethical responsibility? Did you feel that you had a responsibility to behave in certain ways?
Oh, absolutely. It's ethical as much as sense of duty, I guess, in that sense. To remain calm, to not overreact, to not spread rumors, to try to reassure other people who were getting panicked that they should listen to only good sources and not spread the rumors themselves. Mm-hmm. And I absorbed myself in work, basically.
Mm-hmm. During the course of the event, did any past experience of yours come to mind? Any historical events?
I mentioned before, I think the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, remember one of those days, and I don't remember which one, maybe it was Saturday, was one of those very gray days. It's very calm, and no air moving, and no, you know, the sky was gray, and it was, that all brought that.
Do you have a sort of daydream there?
Yeah, I was thinking about on the beach and thinking about, I can't remember the name of one of the books that I read when I was younger, In the Desolation. Mm-hmm. Was it?
Kind of, yeah, was it science fiction sort of?
Back then.
One of the questions I was going to ask directly is if books or films or such things occurred to you and you had already said on the beach.
That's particular. I can't remember that. It was a Sellers film. A funny film.
A Sellers film?
Yeah, I think it was.
Strange?
No, an older one than that, if it comes to me.
Okay. Did you find this sort of emergency any more or less frightening than, say, a flood or a hurricane or war?
Less frightening?
More or less.
More or less. Kind of both. A hurricane is something we understand the causes of, and we realize that you can prepare for it and can tell it's coming ahead of time. You know what the ramifications are. The same thing with a flood. Something like this, since it had never happened before, it's less frightening because you don't know exactly what the consequences are, and that also makes it more frightening.
So there's kind of a dilemma.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely more frightening because we don't know how to handle it, and at each step of the way, we don't know what the next set of occurrences might be, and at what point are we really in danger, and when does the danger subside?
Mm-hmm. Did you have any sleeping dreams that you can remember?
No.
Was your sleep disturbed in any way?
No. I was too tired.
Just working on the morning and night, right? Can you remember whether or not people around you changed in any way during that?
Oh, I saw some behavior in people. In a work situation?
Work role.
Or body?
Mm-hmm.
In a work situation, there were a number of roles that changed.
Mm-hmm.
John Bruges, who generally is our solicitor, of course, his behavior changed as he became kind of the adjunct commander and was in control. One of the young women who works for me, who I considered to be generally normal, under control, and rational, I thought kind of fell apart. I mentioned her to you and she left. But I think basically the people that I worked with during that time were people who I generally work with behaved very much the way they usually do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think those that changed, did it change them in any lasting way?
Hmm. Donna's really about the only one I can think of. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Did it change you in any lasting way?
I think the awareness, of course, is something that is lasting. I think that I am, I hope, much more likely to monitor more closely what's going on. But then I've always been, I was against part of the Stony Creek Valley Coalition against PPNL's pump storage plant, and been environmentally concerned anyway. So,
you were aware of the reactors over there before this came?
Oh, yes, long before. And just in general, if we have worked against the Governor's Energy Council's idea of putting in a nuclear park in the northern tier of Pennsylvania, which came up a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Governor's Energy Council and I had, was very vocal in working and opposing that. So lasting in terms that it's given me another area to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion about nuclear power now?
Oh, I did
before.
What's worse now? I think I mentioned earlier, I don't think that we have enough understanding on how to dispose of the waste, which is my basic concern. We may have the technology to use it, but that we've got mausoleums floating all over the country now. We have, I can't remember the figure on the number of tons of nuclear waste that we have nowhere to put. The research so far that it's even in Canada they're doing, which they can turn some of the liquid into a solid and then encase it in concrete so it doesn't seep out. But that we have no business producing it when we can't put the waste anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So you think we should stop using nuclear?
Yeah, and the problem with that from a very realistic point of view is, of course, what do we use instead? And then we have to get into ideas of conservation and incentives toward having people use less and different forms of energy.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear any jokes about radiation in Chernobyl?
Oh, just the ones from the T-shirt contest at Dickinson, you know, and things like that. But other than that, no.
Was there any joking around you here?
No. Wonderful story that one of the state representatives who was here told us, and this was further on in the event, that he was sitting in the sunny side and there was a guy there with his head on the shoulder and he'd had a few too many to drink, and the bartender came over and asked, this was sick, wasn't even a joke, came over and asked him if he could help in any way, and he said, oh no, he said, there's nothing that can help me, he said I sold the hardware for the computer or whatever it was for Three Mile Island, and you know, that everybody kind of, the guy who told it was really funny. That was about the only, you know, you think you've got it bad, look at what I have to live with. So
this was told here in the...
Yeah, he told us. He heard it at the sunny side.
Did people laugh?
Yeah. This was much later on, though. This was the next week, because we went on for almost a week before the meltdown. Now, during that first weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, no.
No laughing.
No laughing at all.
Is there anything else? Is there something I missed?
I don't think so. I had one observation that I was talking to some people about, and that was that a number of people who I consider to be religious and churchgoers, instead of at the time, I'm not a member of any organized Christian faith, but I do have lots of basic beliefs, but they did not feel that the God or anything else was going to get them through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that many of those people were people who left. You know, that there was not, I'm sure that a lot of the interest will be, you know, when you find out whether God and faith are going to be part of the thing that will help you overcome this problem. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. but there were a number of people situations
that.
Yeah. But I can't think of anything
how,
else.
How did you feel about people who left?
If they didn't have children, I, and from this area, I felt that they should have stayed because I felt we had a far greater responsibility to be here to help those people who did have to be evacuated. And because we were a host area and there were many, many things to do and people who needed to open up their homes, I felt that the people, you know, if they did not have little children and were not in immediate danger, should have stayed.
Mm-hmm. Should have stayed and helped the community take care of this and so forth. What about those with children? Barely. See that as appropriate?
Oh yeah, I did see that as appropriate if they did have young children.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because of the problems with the effect of radiation.
Which kind? What effect?
Well, the bulletins had indicated that, I know within the 5 mile radius, that they could have effect on children in terms of cancer and other kinds of diseases. And they were more likely to affect the children than they were adults.
Is there anything else?
I don't think so.